Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about Stevia Sweetener versus Splenda, which one is better? Both Stevia and Splenda are popular sugar substitutes used as sweeteners in various food and beverage products. Let's delve deeper into their features such as source, taste, sweetness, caloric content, and effects on health and intermittent fasting, and see who wins the battle between Stevia and Splenda. Source. Stevia. Stevia is a natural sweetener derived from the leaves of the Stevia rubidiana plant. The sweet compounds in stevia, called stevial glycosides, are extracted and purified to create a concentrated sweetener. Splenda. Splenda, on the other hand, is a brand name for the artificial sweetener sucralose. Sucralose is made by modifying sugar molecules to replace certain hydrogen-oxygen groups with chlorine atoms. Taste. Stevia. Stevia is intensely sweet, with some people describing it as having a slightly bitter or licorice-like aftertaste. However, the taste can vary depending on the product and brand. Splenda. Splenda is often marketed as having a taste similar to sugar, without the bitterness associated with some other sweeteners. It is considered to have a more sucrose-like taste compared to stevia. Sweetness. Stevia. Stevia is estimated to be 200 to 400 times sweeter than sugar, so only a small amount is needed to achieve the desired sweetness. Splenda. Splenda is approximately 600 times sweeter than sugar, so even smaller amounts are required for sweetness. Caloric content vs. impact on blood sugar and digestion. Stevia. Stevia is virtually calorie-free and does not raise blood sugar levels, making it a popular choice for people on low-calorie diets or with diabetes. It is not absorbed or digested in the GI tract, so it doesn't stimulate the gut. Splenda. Splenda is also very low in calories and has been shown to have no insulin or blood sugar response in small doses. However, a recent study indicates it does affect the gut. Splenda can also potentially negatively impact glucose metabolism. Effect on intermittent fasting. Stevia. Stevia doesn't contain any calories, carbs, or protein and does not affect digestion. That's why it doesn't interrupt the fat burning, ketosis, and autophagy stages of intermittent fasting, making it a suitable artificial sweetener during intermittent fasting. Splenda, being very low in calories, not containing any carbs or protein, and not interrupting ketosis or autophagy may make Splenda seem fasting-friendly. However, unlike stevia, it can negatively impact glucose metabolism and affect the gut. So to reap all the benefits of intermittent fasting, staying away from Splenda during intermittent fasting may be a safer option. P.S. Fasting Companion offers you the most suitable fasting plan along with every tool you need on the journey of intermittent fasting. Stability in cooking. Stevia. Stevia is heat-stable to a certain extent but can have a slightly bitter aftertaste when exposed to high temperatures for prolonged periods. It may work well in some baked goods but might not be ideal for all recipes. Splenda. Splenda is heat-stable and maintains its sweetness when used in cooking and baking. It can be substituted for sugar in many recipes without significantly altering the texture or taste. Potential health effects. Stevia. Stevia is generally considered safe for consumption by regulatory authorities such as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the European Food Safety Authority, EFSA. It has a long history of use in some countries like Japan and has been extensively studied. Splenda. Splenda has also been deemed safe by regulatory agencies, including the FDA and EFSA. However, some studies suggest that sucralose may have mild gastrointestinal side effects for some individuals. Conclusion: is stevia better than Splenda? Whether stevia is better than Splenda depends on various factors such as personal preference, specific health concerns, dietary needs, and intended use. Stevia is a natural sweetener with zero calories and a long history of safe use, making it a preferred choice for many people seeking a natural sugar substitute. It also doesn't affect blood sugar levels, making it suitable for those with diabetes or following low-calorie diets. On the other hand, Splenda is an artificial sweetener that is also low in calories and doesn't impact blood sugar levels in small doses. However, some studies suggest potential negative effects on gut health and glucose metabolism. In that sense, stevia may be considered safer to consume compared to Splenda.